Hello, KMA Land, and thank you so much for tuning in to a little program we call The Double X Factor. This just happens to be the Tuesday edition, but it airs each weekday on KMA, and well, we take on personal growth topics and break them down into little bite-sized pieces that are hopefully easier to digest and to implement in our own lives. This week's topic is connection through complaining. Now, we've talked many times about connection and how we crave it. We've even given research-based information that says we need connection in our lives. So it's natural that we would take steps to connect with people on a daily basis. However, those steps aren't always propelling you forward in your personal growth journey. They might be holding you back. Complaining is a normal part of life, unfortunately. There is a complaint-free challenge that suggests you work towards being complaint-free for 24 hours, then 48, and so on. Many of us would struggle getting through the first hour, and we may not even be aware enough to call out our own complaining. That's how much a part of us complaining can become. So when we find someone else who shares similar dislikes, disbeliefs, or disappointments in something or someone, well, we've found a friend, right? Sure, it's possible that friendships can be formed under this kind of connection, but this isn't something we want to sustain or encourage long term. It's not healthy for each party or the friendship as a whole. Deborah Olson, a Houston-based counselor and author of The Healing Power of Girlfriends, says we all need to vent and validate each other about issues we are dealing with, and it's healthy and helpful to do so. But when someone rehashes the same issue, monopolizing every single conversation about it, despite ideas for resolution having been offered, it crosses a boundary line. End quote. If you are listening to this program each weekday, you probably are evolved enough to understand that friendships, no matter how they are formed, have certain purposes in your life. And they are all very different. Even though you've probably been the complainer your fair share times too, you know that constant complaining in any situation can become draining. Columnist Amy Odell refers to friends that require a lot of emotional energy as two-hour friends, because it takes so much labor that you can really only dedicate 2 hours to them. It's not a terrible thing to have two-hour friends, and recognizing who the two-hour friends in your life are might just be the secret to having a healthier relationship with them. Likewise, there's a big distinction between a healthy vent session and chronic conversation monopolizing material from people who complain constantly. So use this as awareness in how you want to show up in the lives of others. We all love connection, but we want it to be a gift and not a burden. With that, I'll close for today, but I'll remind you that Sandy handles the Wednesday session, and then I'll return with more on Thursday. You can find more Double X Factor info anytime at KMALand.com or on our social media feeds at KMAXX Factor. As always, we thank you so much for listening.